Welcome to the Culture Talk, and today I'm here with my guest, Daniel. Today we'll be discussing gang violence amongst the youth. So let's get straight into it. So the first question I'll be asking is, how does gang violence in your community affect you?
I think you'd have to flip that question, as I think it doesn't just affect me, I think it affects everyone, for example. Because say, like, for example, you want to go to shop in the evening or night, and then, like, you see, like, a group of boys hanging around the street, and then maybe one of them might ask, what are you doing? And then, like, they might ask where you're from and stuff like that. And then it might, if you don't answer to what they want, if you don't say what they want, one of them might pull out a knife on you or something like that, and then it might turn really messy, and then one of them could, like, may potentially hurt you, put you in danger. And I think it just creates a sense of unclarity in the community, because, like, you don't know when you're going to get attacked, you don't know what's going to happen because of all the gang violence that could be going on in the area. So I think it's a very big threat for both me and everyone in the community.
And another thing is, gangs might judge you based on your appearance, because you know how gangs like to dress up with their hoods on and all. So say you're not involved in any gangs, but you dress up in a certain way, they might judge you based on your look. So you might get attacked just for how you dress up.
And then they say you're associated with them or something like that. They're associated with another gang or something like that.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, though. But and then the second question is, have you ever thought of joining a gang? And if so, why?
No, never. I've never brought up in that type of... I don't think joining a gang means you're getting... I think it does come to a sense of being brought up, because, like, for example, the main reason people actually join gangs is because of a lack of parenthood, so, for example, fatherhood or maybe even motherhood, and you don't know who to actually go to when, you know, for example, you're in trouble or something like that, so you lean to these bad people and these guys, these friends that... You call them your friends, but then maybe they influence you into doing bad stuff like drugs, and then, hey, why don't you come here, do this for me, please, and I'll pay you, and then eventually turns into you joining the gang and then you being influenced. So I think that, I think that I wasn't raised in that way, because I always had my mum and dad to look out for me and stuff like that, and I had my older brother as well. So I think I had a very good support system growing up with good people, good friends around me, good family. So I think it all comes down to the way who's around you, yeah. And the way, like,
well, another factor is that say you have a sibling that's in a gang that could pressure you to join in one, and also say you have a older sibling, usually you look up to your older siblings, right? So say you have an older sibling in a gang, you might look up to them in the way that, oh yeah, when I get older I want to be just like him. So that might lead to you joining a gang.
Yeah.
And another question I wanted to ask was, as a community, how do you think that we could reduce gang violence?
Say the question again, please.
As a community, how do you think we can reduce gang violence?
I would say that to put more things out in, like, the community for the younger people, because there was a BBC interview I was watching a week ago or two about a gang, and he started saying stuff like, you know, they don't want people to join gangs. Like, they say, I didn't choose this life, this life chose me. And he started going on about how, you know, if Boris Johnson, the government, put opportunities for youth, like maybe after school clubs, like more football teams, more extracurricular activities, then stuff like this wouldn't happen. People wouldn't be peer pressured joining a gang, because the main reason why people join gangs is because, like, they don't see any other way to get out of.
So what you're saying is, you believe that the government should provide more support to local areas to tackle their gang violence.
Yeah.
And reduce the amount of youth that are joining gangs.
Yeah. Right. I would say stop and search as well, to, like, just look out, really.
Alright, I understand where you're coming from. Alright, thank you for your time today. That will be all.